This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Jake Kelzer.
Take me back again. Drop the needle, let the record spin. Let the tables turn and let the music play. Take me back, back in the day, to the B-side of love. In a love relation, here's a love station. Crank the dial and turn it up. Let the DJ fill your cup with sweet, sweet, sweet vibrations. This ain't no jam that you find on the radio. This one's from the B-side, your life in nothing. Take me back again. Drop the needle, let the record spin. Let the tables turn and let the music play, yeah. Take me back, back in the day, to the B-side of love. To let me ride over and over and over again, but I'm still listening to the B-side, the me-side, the music that let me ride over and over and over again, but I'm still listening. Just like where I'll take them, we'll live to tell how fragile we are. And tiny dancer, I wanna hold.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today to Jake Kelzer. How are you doing, Jake?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to be speaking with you. And just to let our listeners know, we're speaking to Jake from, are we in Portland or Seattle? I'm trying to remember.
We're in Portland.
Mm-hmm. We are in Portland. You are in Portland.
I am in Portland. You are not.
Yeah. And so that's where Jake is speaking to us from today. However, for Montana listeners, there's a very strong Montana connection for Jake and Jake's music, being originally from the Bozeman area. Certainly, are you originally from there? I know you have strong ties there.
Well, I was actually born in Billings, but I grew up in Bozeman. I have lived there for 20 years of my life. So
that's a good chunk of your life. You're pretty young guys, I recall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I moved out there when I was five. So
okay. Well, we're going to get into that a little bit more here in a second, but I want to mention before we go any further, Virtue and Vice is the name of Jake's most recent recording. JakeKelzer.com is the name of the website where you can find out more about what Jake is doing. Let's start with this. I noticed when I was looking through your website and noticing the musicians that you collaborate with, and certainly a couple names pop up, several names pop up as artists who've been featured on the program before, including Jake Fleming and Jenny Fleming and Eden Atwood, who you studied with. But in terms of the performance, it certainly wouldn't be a recording with a Bozeman connection without Craig Hall being involved in some way. So great to see Craig featured as well. Given that strong Bozeman connection, one of the things that I wanted to kind of get into with you is a big reason why I think I was drawn to your music was that I think that it really brings a nice, fresh musical voice to what constitutes, you know, Montana music or music from Montana. Certainly, you know, we have a number of talented musicians in the state, and so many of them kind of fall into some branch of Americana or bluegrass or folk or something. And you just bring, I think, a real nice original sound to what constitutes, Montana music. Now, that said, from your standpoint, can you identify aspects of your music that you feel are Montana, quote unquote, or Bozeman, quote unquote?
Well, as far as bringing in Montana, my first album, I more was writing from the stance of being a young person. And that one I recorded when I was 18 and growing up in Montana. But I didn't really make any, I don't like to give a place setting to any music. I want it to feel somewhat universal and, accessible to a larger audience. So in that one, I did talk a little bit more about my hometown. This album, it was kind of about returning to my hometown. I was living in Boston when I first started writing for this album. I was having a little bit of homesickness. So it was about reflecting on, like, one song on the album is called City by the Sea. And it was about leaving a city that had meant so much to me, this whole dream of being a musician and making it work, and then having to go back to Montana, but being okay with that because the slow, kind of laid back pace was more my thing. So it's more about returning to Montana and the things that made music first interesting to me. And I guess growing up in Bozeman, I wanted to get back to a place where I could make music the way I wanted to make it.
Jake, going back to Bozeman and your roots in Bozeman, let's just talk a little bit about how you really dove into music to the point of making it your life's passion.
I think growing up, you kind of, especially in this, where we are today in society, it's really stressed to get a job and something that will put food on the table. Being a musician doesn't exactly do that unless you are teaching all the time or gigging all the time. And so I was a little afraid at first to throw myself entirely into music. But I was doing lessons with Jake and Jenny Fleming at that time. And we were sitting there and I remember them telling me how hard it was going to be. You know, we talked about what if I did music as an actual passion. And, you know, they were telling me about the struggles and such. And then I kind of made that decision that I was okay with the struggle because what I was doing felt right.
That
in the dead of the night to raise the red top till it blocks the sky. Beauties and freaks come out from where you hide. Step right up, there's room inside. Don't want your cash, no silver, no gold, but we will take your soul. Welcome home. Welcome home. And I will take a bull ride, and I will give you one last try. Make a deal, shake my hand, it's all part of the master plan. Take it from us and our soul.
Jake, one of the things that strikes me, actually strikes me very strongly in what your response to my question was, the concept of being okay with the struggle. You know, I think I think that's something that musicians often struggle to be okay with the struggle, or fight that concept of just kind of coming to terms with the fact that this is not going to be an easy slog, either financially or emotionally or professionally on all different levels. So, I think that's a good place to be in. Oh, yeah, not to be struggling, but to be okay with the fact that there's going to be some work.
This industry is really interesting because it's ever changing, and what it was 10 years ago is not where it is now.
Yeah.
Especially with the internet, and it's, you know, you feel like you finally got your footing in, and then it changes on you, and your whole process of going about even just booking gigs changes, let alone recording and getting music out there and trying to figure out how to make it so your music's accessible enough to a large audience without changing your music and losing the value that you hold and like why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and we're speaking today with Jake Kelzer. Jake, one of the things that I wanted to speak to you about was just the concept of studying and studying with particular musicians in a kind of an intensive way. You know, I'm looking back through the folks that you have studied with, and we've been talking about, you know, Eden Atwood, Jenny Fleming, obviously two very talented vocalists, a guy like Jake Fleming, who actually does a number of different things very well, Craig Hall. You know, talk to me about the importance of that kind of study in developing your music.
Well, for one, the best part is that I started out with Jenny, and her style is very much more of like finding your own voice. And she also requires all of her students to play piano. Mm. So I learned piano as well at the same time, because originally I was just a vocalist. She kind of cultivated this idea of find your voice and find like the real voice. Don't try to manipulate it. Mm. And that kind of one-on-one was really great. And then she kind of handed me over to Jake, her husband at the time, and he's more on the singer-songwriter. He plays a multitude of instruments, but he kind of cultivated that creativity. And okay, so you have all this bag of tricks that you learned over here. Now let's use those and create music and create original. And so I kind of got this perfect balance where I had someone who gave me the tools and then someone who showed me how to use the tools.
Oh my baby, you like a breath of air. You fill me up inside when there's nothing there. My honey, you're so sweet. No one else around can knock me off my feet. And it would be so easy to just let you go. Watch me walk away down an open road. And it would be so easy to leave you standing there. Pretend that I never cared about you, but I've taken the easy way.
This is John Floridas. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and we're speaking today with Jake Kelzer. Jake's speaking to us from Portland, Oregon. Jake, I want to ask you this question. You have a very distinct voice, I think, And in keeping with the question that I often ask folks that with voices I think are very distinct, was there a moment when you realized your voice was something that you could inhabit? That sounds like kind of a new agey kind of question. But what I mean by that is that your singing voice is a place that you could musically inhabit and feel like, oh, this is how I can really express myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think when it comes to your voice, you're kind of stuck in it and you get what you get. And so luckily I got something that that people seem to like and react to. So I guess it was that the moments when people were moved by my singing that I thought, oh, you know, this may be something that I can gain some ground on. So I don't know. Singing is interesting because I think we, in the beginning stages, you definitely copy other people and you try to learn styles and you listen to as many different singers as you can and try to figure out what they have, what makes them so cool or so, you know, so popular. You know, what's the difference between Ella Fitzgerald versus Nat King Cole? What's the difference between Sting versus Sade? You know, like these people who are in similar genres, but they have very different audience types. And I think that it kind of develops as you become okay with what you have in your voice and what your range is. And you figure out, okay, what are my strengths? And like, for me, it came down to like, I wanted to be more rhythmic and using my voice as an instrument. And not just, you know, the best part about being a singer is that I get lyric and I get that extra bit of, an extra channel to connect with the audience, because I have a lyric. But on top of that, how can I bend my voice to also tell a story musically? Because I think lyrics are one thing, but the music has to match, or the melody has to match the lyric in a way.
But lay me down softly in the sweetest sense. A beautiful distraction, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a goddess in disguise. You are my little piece of heaven, falling from the skies. Whisper your desire, say my name. Wrap yourself around love first came. And nothing will ever be the same. You got a way. I'll treat you like a masterpiece. Father, figure, preacher, teach. Tell me that you never ever leave. Those other guys intoxicating lady, you slip poison in my ear. The things we do for a little action, better with than without you here. Whisper your desire, say my name. Wrap yourself around love first game. Nothing will ever be the same. You got a way. Well, I'll be
Jake, I wanted to ask you about songwriting, and you mentioned that when studying with Jenny Fleming, she made sure that you were able to express yourself with the piano as well as with your voice. So I guess my question is, you know, how does the songwriting process work for you? Do you always write from the piano? Do you ever write from another instrument? Do you ever start with just the vocal line? How does the whole thing come together for you?
It's kind of a mixed bag as far as how I start. I've had times where I've just written lyric and then had kind of a melody in my head, and then I would sit down to a piano and flesh it out. And then there's times where you just sit down at the piano and you go, okay, I'm going to write a song. Like, I'm just going to see what comes up. And sometimes it's really easy and it's somewhat divine and comes from a muse of sorts. And other times it's like extracting blood from a stone. So my process, I guess, is songwriting is there is no process. It's just see what happens and hope for the best. Because there's definitely times where I thought, okay, I'm going to write a certain style. And then, you know, you start into it and it completely flip-flops and ends up being, you know, you start out, you think I'm going to write more of an upbeat pop song, and it turns into like a gospel funk thing. And you can never be sure. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the whole idea of like, we want and compartmentalize songwriting, and it's not that easy. Creativity is not something you can force into certain boxes or a certain channel, but you have to just let it be open and be okay with what comes to mind. And the worst part is that ego, when you are writing, is you get too much into like, are people going to like this?
Mm-hmm.
Do I like
this? That's so true.
We are quick to judge ourselves. I remember throughout this whole album that I wrote, having to be like, oh, it's okay what you wrote. Just let it sit for a bit and don't judge it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and eventually I would still go back and rewrite things because I'm a perfectionist in that way, but just allowing the creative process to be what it is.
JakeKelzer.com is the name of the website where you can find out more about what Jake is doing in all regards. I'm going to spell the whole thing out for our listeners. Jake, J-A-K-E, and his last name is spelled K-O-E-L-Z-E-R. JakeKelzer.com. Virtue and Vice is the name of the most recent recording. Jake, thank you so much for making time to call us from Portland, Oregon, and talk shop with us here at Musician Spotlight. I hope we get a chance to visit down the road.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me. This has been great.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Jake Kelzer. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Our program is available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.